Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Beth. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Dragon Ball Z podcast today. Today's episode is titled, Joe Rogan Interviews Elvis Presley. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Now, Joe Rogan, the veteran of the UFC's commentary department, has stepped up and offered his thoughts about the newly uncovered videos that show Elvis Presley performing demonstrations. UFC Hall of Famer and Joe Rogan's commentating partner Daniel Cormier complimented Joe Rogan's interviews and pressing questions while speaking with Khamzat Chimaev at UFC 279. Joe Rogan's defense for his actions revealed it was Conor McGregor who asked for the interview. Khamzat Chimaev went, "I did not want to say no about the missed call," and Joe Rogan again needled him. "I like, after the fight," Joe Rogan said, "Hey, Khamzat Chimaev, good job, as usual, but you missed the weight by 7.5 pounds. Neil Young's claim that a lot of Spotify's listeners are hearing misleading information about COVID. They are young, impressionable, and easily move to the wrong side of truth, said Neil Young's. Apple founder Steve Jobs comes across as a bit stilted, and his vocals are probably trained by his great speeches, not from more conversational sources. Jobs then starts to spew out non sequiturs, mixing product ideas, Buddhism, LSD, and why Microsoft is a terrible company. So in a sense this is an episode of the Joe Rogan Show standard. Synthetic voice developer Play.ht has released a fictional dialogue between Apple founder Steve Jobs, who died 11 years ago, and Joe Rogan. Apple founder Steve Jobs, who died 11 years ago, Joe Rogan has been posting snarky and off-color content for the past week. During one episode of the Joe Rogan Experience, legendary movie producer John Peters and Rogan talk Michael Jackson and the legendarily famous Elvis Presley, their influence in music, and how famous they were at their peak careers. The four musicians in question also played hits from rock and roll days, played by Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and Elvis Presley himself. The four musicians in question happened to run into each other, and, as musicians are wont to do, sat down and played. Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, and Jerry Lee Lewis were all young, fervent, and on the cusp of the top of their game. A photograph of Elvis Presley sitting behind a piano, flanked by Jerry Lee, Carl Perkins, and Johnny, accompanied a story in the Memphis Press Scimitar about this fateful meeting. In the early afternoon, Elvis Presley, the former Sun Records performer from Memphis, the most beloved entertainer who had ever curled his lips or shaken his hips, stopped in to greet an old Elvis friend. First-time filmmaker Riley Keough felt honored that they had worked so hard to truly capture his essence, feel the Elvis Presley essence. First-time director Riley Keough raved about the star-studded Baz Luhrmann movie, following in the footsteps of mothers and her grandmother who shared their own love of the movie. First-time director Riley Keough is Elvis Presley's niece, played by Austin Butler in Austin Butler's movie. Not only is first-time director Riley Keough making his feature directorial debut, his family's story is also the subject of Baz Luhrmann's acclaimed movie, Elvis, opening worldwide next week at Baz Luhrmann's Starring Film Festival. We get a glimpse into the early days of Elvis, working a blue-collar job trying to impress the types on the record labels. No one is recording, neither the king of rock and roll, not the hustlers that ran his career up to the moment of Presley's death in 1977. Elvis put the white man's face on R&B music, as it were, and its signature biopic does little to sugarcoat the singer's inspiration. In fact, these scenes are where the movie is at its most potent, with a collection of black actors recreating both Elvis' formative influences and the musicians who inspired his songwriting. Austin Butler's reenactment of Presley's onstage persona is fierce, and it is worth sitting through its countless shortcomings as a typical biopic. The movie never reveals the layers that made Elvis the icon, and this lack of psychological depth is its undoing. Elvis' stepbrother, Presley, has detailed his belief in Elvis Presley's Christianity in a new book, The Faith of Elvis, due in October. It is unclear at this time exactly when the Neil Young music will actually be pulled. Mark Zuckerberg has been vocal about trying to maintain a work-life balance. Spotify is carrying the popular podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, in which last month the comedian interviewed Dr. Robert Malone, the infectious diseases expert who has become something of a hero to the anti-vaccine
community, in a piece about his experiences visiting Joe Rogan's studio, Substack Vice President Lulu Changmesurvey mentioned Conor McGregor's photo hanging on the wall alongside those of Mick Jagger, Hunter S. Thompson, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, etc. Back in 2021, Conor McGregor asked Joe Rogan for the photo framed at Joe Rogan's studio. The pair celebrated, in part, by recreating one of the photos that they took together on their special day, way back in 2012. Elvis Presley walks into the control room and talks to Sam Phillips, the owner of Sun Records, before joining the boys at Sun Records Studio.
This has been the Dragon Ball Z Podcast, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.